Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, of series Good Deeds. And our good deed doer today is a corporation that all of you know well. It is Bank of America. And Ann Shaler, the Senior Vice President and Tampa Bay Market Executive, is going to tell us about an incredible project that they did and the four students who were awarded for their great value and good deeds to the community. Welcome, Ann.
Thank you for having me today.
Tell us a little bit about the program and what you do with it.
Great. Bank of America has been running this signature program. It's called our Student Leader Program for the last 20 years. This year, the four students were our class 20, so we are excited to have hit that milestone. And these students are recognized based upon their community engagement and their leadership, whether that community is their school community, whether it's the community around us, meaning St. Petersburg, Tampa, or whether it's their faith community. But whatever their community is, they are out there leading the way, self-aware, thinking of others, and learning all the time about community. And so we think it's important to recognize those students, and the award they get is an 8-week paid internship during the summer at a local not-for-profit.
So I want to just give an accolade to Bank of America. Not only is this the 20th year that they have offered this competitive paid intern program, and it started in 2004, but nationally, student leaders have engaged more than 4,500 students, Anne, and invested $42 million in more than 500 local nonprofits in 100 markets. That's a big mouthful and a big howdy-do, and thank you to Bank of America.
Thank you. We're really proud of it. And that number here in Tampa Bay, we've impacted 141 students here in Tampa Bay through this program over that 20 years.
Isn't that amazing? Well, Anne, would you be kind enough to introduce our different students? And we'll be talking with Ethan Morgan, one of the four students, in a little bit.
Sure. So our 2024 students were Chelsea Brown, who recently graduated from St. Pete High School, Angelina Mai, who graduated from St. Pete Collegiate High School, Ethan Morgan, who is currently a senior at Plant High School, and Rubicel Lopez, who is a senior at Strawberry Crest High School.
So let's talk a little bit about why they were awarded. Chelsea is vice president of the Jack and Jill Teen Executive Board, and she spearheaded volunteer initiatives for the St. Petersburg Free Clinic. She organized food donations, and she assembled hygiene and meal kits for those in need. She also co-founded the College Planning Club at her school and served as vice president of the Black Student Association. Tell us a little bit about Chelsea and your interaction with her.
Well, I think what resonated with our selection committee, and I'd like to say we get community business leaders to volunteer to be a part of this selection. So this isn't just Bank of America leaders picking these students, but we're really tapping into the high level of business leaders in the community, and they take their personal time to review these many applications to work this. And I think what spoke to them about Chelsea was her ability to see a need, specifically around the college application process, and recognizing that some students didn't necessarily have the same support system in deciding how to apply to college, and so developing this program for the betterment of other students that she saw in need was a real resonating point for them.
And where is Chelsea attending college now?
I believe she's at Howard.
That is amazing. Chelsea, shout out to Chelsea Brown, a Tampa Bay local who is making a difference in not just our community, but the world. Now, Angelina Mai was president of the National Honor Society, and she collaborated with Stewards of Urban Lake Seoul to organize cleanup events that significantly improved the environmental health of her community. Pretty amazing. Sustainability is a big issue. Tell us a little bit about her and what was so attractive about her.
So as we noted, Angelina graduated from St. Pete Collegiate High School. So while she was doing this leadership, this focus around sustainability, which clearly in a community like Tampa Bay that is surrounded by water, environmentalism and sustainability and resiliency are some key issues. I think that spoke to our selection committee. But while she was doing this, she was also getting her AA degree at St. Pete Collegiate. So, you know, here she is dual enrolled And still finding time to think about the community and think about the needs. And she is now a freshman at University of Florida.
Wonderful. We'll come back to Ethan Morgan, who will be joining us later in the show. And for those of you who are just joining us, I'm with Ann Shaler. She is with Bank of America. She works in community engagement. She's a senior vice president. And, you know, when it comes to good deeds, we're going to talk a little bit later in the show about all of the good deeds that Bank of America are doing here. But let's talk about Rubicel Lopez, a rising senior at Strawberry Crest High School. As a boys and girls club mentor, Rubicel has dedicated more than 100 hours to guiding young minds. She's a leadership in the ProStar culinary team that earned them the first place in multiple culinary competitions. Tell us a little bit about Rubicel.
Rubicel is a really incredible young man. He is at Strawberry Crest. I think one of the things that really, again, resonated with our selection committee was that he had grown up through the Boys and Girls Club. His family is a migrant family, so he spends part of his year growing up in Michigan and part of his year here in the Plant City area. And so to be successful in school, to be a leader in these programs while actually living oftentimes in two different places, I think that really spoke to the selection committee about his ability to be a leader now and to be a leader in the future.
Talk to me a little bit about the importance of growing this next generation of leaders. I mean, one of the things I like about Bank of America, you actually teach fiscal fitness. Tell me a little bit about the different programs that you do for the community, fiscal fitness for young people just starting out, particularly college students, and then we will catch up with Ethan Morgan.
Sure. One of the things that we have all of our students leaders do is participate in our Better Money Habits, which is a curriculum that we help develop to ensure that not only young people, but adults and all of our customers, and really the whole website is free to anyone. It's bettermoneyhabits.com. You can go out and learn about budgeting. You can learn about how to buy your first car. You can learn about how credit cards work. You can learn about investing. And so we think it's really important to empower people so they can make good financial decisions. Specifically with these student leaders, I like to say this is the long game. Right. This is we're going to see the benefit in Tampa Bay of these students in 5, 10, 20 years when they come back and they open their own business, when they come back and they're leading a business, when they come back and see a community problem and solve it by running a not-for-profit, or they become a government leader. So all of those skills that we hope to empower them with will come back into this community and make it a better place.
And I want to talk about Bank of America's initiative and the fact that your employees work as volunteers with nonprofit all through the community. This is an actual national initiative. Tell us a little bit about that.
So here in Tampa Bay, we have more than 3,500 employees in our four-county Tampa Bay market. And, you know, I think incredibly proud to say that in 2023, they volunteered more than 50,000 hours to not-for-profits. It is something at the core that we see it as an importance, a core value for Bank of America, that we introduce our employees to giving back in the community and that we provide them the opportunities to do that. So we do a lot of team building around it. But what we really see is that our employees are passionate about the cause, about causes, and we provide them the time and the access to go out and volunteer around what they're passionate, whether it's something we organize as a huge team or whether they're doing it in their local community, their local school, their local church.
So I want to talk a little bit more about some other community initiatives that Bank of America is involved in, Ann.
Great. I would tell you that along with the student leader, one of the other signature programs we have is in its 20th year, it's our Neighborhood Builder Program. And so the Neighborhood Builder Program, again, started in 2024, really linked to the student leader program. While you think of the student leaders as the long game, the Neighborhood Builder is about catalytic change for not-for-profits in our community. And so each year we select two not-for-profits, and they are awarded $200,000 each for operations. So it's really them telling their story of if they had $200,000, how could they really impact, change their impact in the community, accelerate find collaborations and really solve problems. And so we've, over the course of those 20 years, we've had 51 awards with our two this year. And over $10 million in investment right here in Tampa Bay. And that program is also offered, across our 97 markets in various forms as well.
Can you share with us some of the people that have benefited from Bank of America's largesse, some of the nonprofits?
Sure. I will share with you our neighborhood builders from 2023. We aren't ready to announce our 20th year this year yet, but our 2023 Vincent House right here in St. Petersburg works with folks with mental health and mental illness and helps them lead stable lives through giving them job skills and connecting them to potential work opportunities through the Vincent House Club model. Our other winner last year was Starting Right Now. They also have a program here in St. Petersburg, but also one over in Hillsborough County. And they're working with unaccompanied high school students, so homeless high school students. What I found really interesting about when our selection committee selected these two last year, they really leaned into very vulnerable populations that are oftentimes in the shadows, those struggling with mental illness and those homeless youth that are out couch surfing or sleeping in their car and hiding from their friends because they're embarrassed. And so we were really proud to bring those populations out and empower those organizations to support them.
And what was the organization that serves the homeless high school students?
Starting Right Now.
Starting Right Now. So people, if you're listening to this and you are a corporation, we know that Duke Energy does a lot of good deeds. We know that there are so many corporations, Julie Weintraub, Hands Across the Bay. Encourage your C-level. And I want to ask you about this because this is really important. Encourage your C-level to look around for how to give to the community. How do you make these decisions, Anne, and what do you look for? On a C-level, do you have this discussion? Because you not only have customers, but you have a mission to give back.
Yeah, and I think the backbone of it is a strategy. So we have a national foundation, and that foundation sets a strategy, and anybody can go out and look at that at bankofamerica.com/foundation and see what our pillars are. But they are around basic needs. They're around a workforce development, small business, affordable housing, things that across all the communities that we serve in our 100 markets, our issues. And then we have the flexibility within our organization here in our local market to say, in Tampa Bay, what are the pressing issues here? Tampa Bay is a lot different than potentially Nashville, Tennessee. And so we're able to take that strategy and tailor it within those guidelines to do what's important in Tampa Bay. And that is done with our leadership team. So that's not Ann Shaler by herself, but all of our C-suite here in Tampa Bay helping make those decisions and review those philanthropic requests.
And we want to thank Bill Good, President, Bank of America, Tampa Bay, as well, for his support of this. And so, folks, you've been listening to Ann Shaler from Bank of America talk about their community initiatives in Tampa Bay as well as nationally. Now, I welcome you to meet a 2024 Tampa Bank of America student leader, Ethan Morgan. Ethan was the founder of the Rising Tide Charities. He has devoted 2 years to providing low-income students with access to computers and encouraging them to pursue higher education. Ethan's commitment to leadership is evident in his role as the competitions manager of Mu Alpha Theta, a mathematics honor society, and he is the president of the Tech Ambassadors, where he manages the guidance department laptop checkout program. He's a rising senior at HB Plant High School and Bank of America Student Leader 2024. Welcome, Ethan.
Hello, nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you. Tell me a little bit about how you applied for this program and what this program taught you.
So I first learned about the program through an online site published by our school. So I saw a lot of different summer opportunities to take mm-hmm. part in. And this is one of the, after I looked into them, this is one of the top ones. It was a good amount of time, 8 weeks long, but I still was able to learn about, get hands-on experience both inside and outside the Boys and Girls Club. After completing the program now, I've learned that I primarily work inside the grants department of the Boys and Girls Club, And I saw how even like just grading tests to fill grant requirements there ended up just fulfilling like each student progression like through school to make sure they had on level or on time like grade progression. So they stayed with their grade level in terms of like the age. They went from first to second grade along with every other student.
That's incredible. And you're the founder of Rising Tide Charities, is that right?
Yes.
And so this gives low-income students access to computers and encourages them to pursue higher education. And you are also a leader. You're the competitions manager of Mu Alpha Theta, a mathematics honor society, and president of the Tech Ambassadors, where you manage the guidance department's laptop checkout program. How have you gotten so motivated? And what who do you credit for these incredibly philanthropic achievements?
I think a lot of it started where I worked at, when I worked at Panera. I met a lot of my coworkers there who just like me, I thought they had picked up a job just for the summer to like earn money for their hobbies. But I discovered that they worked not out of like need to fuel like their own money for their own spending, but out of necessity to support their families in terms of like buying food, buying clothing, or like supporting their own phone plan. Through there, I actually met like Yaya, who I'm still close friends with today. And when I heard about college, because she maintained a high level of like APs in the class and like course rigor, but even then, applying to college wasn't even on her mind, just because she didn't have a means to apply. So I saw that as an issue, and she didn't have anywhere to find computers other than at the library. But all of her time outside of home was either filled with school or at her two jobs between McDonald's and Panera.
So you really found your inspiration through real, you know, your colleagues and people that you knew your age that were struggling, and you decided to help. What was the program like that you went through this summer, Ethan?
I was able to see like a lot of the kids just like Yaya, but at a younger age. So when they worked at worked on their activities, like different math sheets, they all were interested in learning. It's not like they were being ignorant of like their education. They all were in pursuit of new knowledge. It's more that they just didn't have the opportunity to begin with. So I learned there was really about their relationships before. So like whether with Yaya from beforehand or with these kids, a lot of them were like seeing things that like kids as old as like 6-year-olds shouldn't know about, like whether it be gun violence or drugs. Many of them didn't have like many parent figures inside their life. But then even with me just like talking about like how tall I am and them creating the association with me as a friend, somebody they can trust, they don't even beg for me to be their teacher each time that I came back to the same club.
That is wonderful. Ethan, what is your goal as you look towards college? What are you hoping to do next?
I'm still completely not entirely decided. I want to go into something sociology and statistics focused, though. That way I can try to aim to address these problems, not just on a small like local scale within Tampa or the Hillsborough community. I really want to see if I can create solutions like on a national level to actually help create like educational equity.
That is wonderful. Ethan, and in parting words, as we are finishing up our interview on Tampa Bank of America student leaders, what is your advice for other students as far as the importance of doing good deeds? Can you share your advice, please?
I think in the end, it's just about being authentic. You really have to know why you're doing something. And I think especially when you get that in person or like you see people the same age as you who are going through such different things, I think it can really help people understand like how privileged or how lucky they are to be in the spot where they are, regardless of what spot you are in your own life.
So, well, thank you.
Yep, thank you.
So Ethan, let me just say this. You are how old now?
I'm 17.
17. So should we expect that at 25, 26, that we will see you involved in local government and local philanthropies?
I'd say it's certainly a possibility.
Certainly a possibility. And when you're not doing good deeds, what are you passionate about?
I do rowing outside of school as well, so that takes up a lot of my time. But I'm also really passionate about like keeping fish tanks or creating aquascapes. So it's like using like plants underwater and also like keeping and breeding fish.
That is amazing. And you folks, you've met Ethan Morgan, one of the 2024 Tampa Bank of America student leaders, along with Chelsea Brown, Angela May, and Rubicel Lopez. Thank you so much, Ethan, and thank you so much, Anne, for this opportunity. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye.